Was there a moment that you had when you kind of came to this realization that you weren't going to support this, or was it kind of from the beginning? Tell me about kind of your process looking at this.
I was skeptical from the very beginning because I thought it was an overreaction to a problem it's unclear how that problem is going to play out. And so even the people who are supporting it have, I don't think they even planned on this quality of life aspect of this thing in the very beginning, but the mayors and some of the leadership of some of these suburban communities said, hey, if we're going to support this economic development thing, we want a piece of the pie. And it just kind of morphed into a $750 million proposal. And, people have been trying to advocate for what they think is important. But on these town hall meetings that they had, if people have 2 minutes to come and tell what they think is important, that's hardly a way to try to determine how you want to spend $750 million. The real good process would be to have workshops and to sit down with people and to challenge them on all the different needs that we have and the limited resources that we have to meet those needs, and then let them try to figure out. In other words, if you're pet project doesn't get top billing or funding, then what is your second choice and what is your third choice? And if you only get half the money, how would you like to spend that?
It sounds like what happened with Planet Tulsa, right?
Exactly. A lot of people have asked me, because they have been aware of some of the comments that I have made, should they go and advocate for their projects? And I encourage people to do that. But they have to keep in mind that supporting this thing to get their little piece of the pie is something that they really need to think about. Even if we look at Vision 2025, it was the third time as a charm. The first two initiatives that we had for the biggest part of that, which was funding of an arena and downtown improvements, failed. And if this fails, it's not going to be the end of the world. We will have an opportunity to come back and, I think, do a much more thorough planning process to try to determine where we want to spend our dollars. And so I think that, while I don't blame people for wanting to advocate for what they think is important in their thing, they need to really consider whether or not they want to go vote for a $750 million package that has some things that may or may not really stand the test of time.